Hello, everyone. I wish I had been there. I really do. It was a dramatic moment. It was a watershed moment. In fact, I wish we all could have been there. The moment I'm thinking about took place at the 16th General Assembly for the Church of the Nazarene, which was held in June 1964 in Portland, Oregon. In the midst of a legislative session one afternoon, the delegates received a report from the Commission on Higher Education for the Church. The commission was recommending the establishment of two new colleges for the Church, College A and College B. They went on to become Mount Vernon Nazarene University and Mid-America Nazarene University. That was a dramatic decision, but there's more. In the midst of the discussion, a substitute motion was submitted recommending that in addition to the two colleges, that the denomination also establish Nazarene Bible College. Not to be in competition with our colleges, universities, or seminary, but to complement their work by providing a wonderful program of ministerial preparation and inspiration for those men and women answering a call to mission a little bit later in life, when the possibility of 4 years of college and then seminary just really wasn't possible. And yet they desired and deserved a quality education. As the delegates began to ponder this substitute motion, a few spoke in favor, several asked questions, and there were even a few who spoke against such a thing. It was in the midst of that give and take that the moment occurred, the one I'm thinking of. As the delegates were talking, on the platform, one of our general superintendents, Dr. G.B. Williamson, Gideon Brooks Williamson, got up from his chair, squared his shoulders, picked up a few pieces of paper, and very slowly walked across the platform to a set of stairs. Almost every eye was following him on that journey. He walked down the steps and made his way to the center aisle of the delegates and came to a microphone where he asked to be recognized so that he might speak in favor of establishing a Bible college. When some questioned whether a general superintendent should in fact weigh in on a legislative matter, which was still under consideration, Dr. Williamson tilted his head, raised his chin, and reached back and quoted a verse of scripture from Deuteronomy, "Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that's trampling out the corn." Well, there was a bit of laughter and some applause. Dr. Williamson was an outstanding leader. He was gifted in many ways. He was a pastor, he'd been a denominational leader, he'd been a college president for 9 years, and now general superintendent. He was given the opportunity to speak. The next few minutes, he laid out his rationale and his passionate desire to see the establishment of Nazarene Bible College. At the end of his presentation, a few others spoke, and then they took a secret ballot, and Nazarene Bible College was approved. It was a dramatic moment. That moment was 60-some years ago, and in the intervening decades, Nazarene Bible College has proven to be a great addition to the tapestry of higher education in the church. They have trained thousands of ministers and lay leaders who continue to serve the church very effectively. What a moment. Wish I'd been there, but I wasn't. But I'm here now, and I sense there is another watershed moment just in front of us, and I, for one, am leaning forward. My face is pressed to the glass. I can't wait to see the next chapter of Nazarene Bible College, because in the next few months, the denomination is going to bring online a new ministerial training program, and it is terrific, designed by our best teachers and practitioners and scholars in the church. It will standardize and raise the level of ministerial preparation for those who are not seeking college or seminary degree. The church has asked Nazarene Bible College to be the primary institution for the implementation of this new program. Now, the course of study doesn't belong to Nazarene Bible College. It belongs to all of us. This is a we project. Local churches, districts, colleges, universities, seminary, all will have a part, but Nazarene Bible College will lead the way in helping facilitate and implement that program. I can't wait to see what God is going to do through this new initiative. I wasn't there then, but I'm here now. And I want to say thank you to you for your continued support of Nazarene Bible College. The annual Bible College offering is a lifeline of support, and I encourage you to continue to do that. But more importantly, keep us in your prayers as we see what will unfold in this watershed moment. Thank you.